So, Phil, do you want to do this week's social spotlight on Periscope?
What, Scott? I don't know if I'm really comfortable with the submarines and waters and stuff like that.
How about Snapchat?
All right. Thank you for joining us for this week's social media spotlight, our first ever live on Periscope. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by Scott Ward, our social media submariner. And we're trying to do this on Periscope this week because we kind of think that it's a pretty cool new technology. And we think that, with the social media spotlight, we try to have a little bit of fun with it. And we also try to poke fun at ourselves and also be a little informative at the same time. And we think that's what Periscope is really great for. Wouldn't you agree, Scott?
Yeah, definitely. This is one of those things that everybody's using right now, and we've already got comments coming in right now, taking things to the next level, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. Always trying to stay on top of things, and that's one of the things we're doing right now. So
Well,
we've done a couple Periscopes this week, and you were involved in one of them.
definitely. Yeah, we did something with David Bruton yesterday where we had fans kind of comment, and we had David Bruton talk right into the camera. And what we think is kind of cool is that it opens up a kind of a live window into wherever the Periscope's coming from. And that means we can take you guys right into the building right here at Dove Valley.
Exactly. The Periscope, I actually met with a group of high schoolers today and said that it's a window into whatever the user is using. And so it's a window right in here to team headquarters in Dove Valley. And of course, it'll be a window onto a, yes, I did get a haircut. It'll also be a window into game days, of course. And so we're really excited about it. We're trying to get the word out and get our following up. And so that's why we're doing it this week on Periscope. So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and then the other really cool thing that we think is interesting about Periscope is that we can definitely have interaction right away with the fans. We can see the comments. We can see where you guys are coming from. We see some love from South Dakota. Earlier, we saw Nashville. That's really cool. And it's kind of a nice way to have interaction. We hope to kind of bring you direct action with some of the players like we did yesterday. We did that with David Bruton. We did an interview. And then you guys, oh, Pennsylvania here. That's very cool. California. We know that Broncos country is wide across. And, it's kind of a cool way for you guys to ask the players. Washington State, yeah. Wazoo in the Palouse. Arizona's Bronco country too. Yeah. So we definitely think Texas. We definitely think that it's a very cool technology. And Canada, up north, we got some love up there in the Great White North. So we think it's a cool way to have some interaction. Littleton, yeah, right here. And then the other thing that we started this week is Snapchat.
We actually started that today. We have big plans for that as well next season, but this is going to be a perfect time to use it. We actually, Phil and I are headed out on the first stop of the Salute to Fans tour, and we're going to Periscope that and Snapchat that, and of course, all of our other things. We're going to Instagram it. Periscope on the Jumbotron would be sick. That would be really, really sick. I don't, yeah, so the so that'll be a lot of fun, but we're going to go to Greeley this week and we're going to Periscope it. We're going to Snapchat it. We're going to tweet it. We're going to Vine it. We're going to Instagram it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And this is just another tool, I guess, in our arsenal as we
Yeah,
just
definitely.
bring the stories of the Broncos out to Broncos country.
Yeah, exactly. Like we'll be going out. We're gonna do a whole Salute to Fans tour where we go all around the state, kind of taking the Broncos to different locations. Sorry, we're not going all the way across the country, but we're gonna do Snapchatting and trying to do some live elements, some periscoping from there, and really bring social media to that next level where we can really connect the fans, you guys, to the Broncos here. I'm not sure if we're going to try and get Peyton on this. I'm not sure if
Yeah, we're not sure. He's a tough get even for us, but we're definitely going to do it. Road to the Super Bowl via Periscope, that would be awesome. And I think I just saw that somebody's watching right now in Asia.
Yeah, which really cool.
Is just really, really cool. The Broncos, of course, Broncos cheerleaders were over in Hong Kong a couple months ago.
Yeah, and, that's right.
So heading to Greeley, UNC alum here. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely.
When we're there. And so, yeah, the big week this week in Broncos social media and digital media. And this is actually going to be on the site on Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be on Facebook as well, so...
Yeah, definitely. We're trying to spread the word about Periscope to get our viewership up. It's nice that you guys are commenting. We really appreciate that engagement. So if you missed this, look for it on the website, and we'll have that posted up on Friday. So for Scott, I'm Phil, and that's been the first social media spotlight right here on Periscope.